Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerful You with your hosts, Dave and Linda McDowell.
Good morning. This is Dave McDowell. I'm going to tell you right now, we're conducting a little bit of an experiment as we work. We're doing a Facebook Live at the same time that we do the podcast. And we're learning as we go. So there may be a few snafus, and I may have to go back and do some edits. But we are live. Go, Linda.
We are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Linda and Dave McDowell, and we are doing our podcast and our Facebook Live at the same time. We will be discussing the Kingdom Party, and I'll let Dave explain what that is.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, but I'll try.
Okay.
Here's what's been happening, is that Linda and I, we come with our baggage, our experience, our prejudices, not racism. And we're struggling in some of our conversations to remain calm and loving and all those things. So we think that we're probably not the only ones.
Right.
And so we're simply opening up our discussion for public consumption, thought-provoking ideas, and I hope something that will be valuable and helpful to those who may be experiencing the same struggle.
Ready, set, go. I'm not ready. The mind is not caught up yet. No. Why did we talk about the Kingdom Party? Basically, we came up with that during a discussion because in this political climate and all that is going on, I feel like we lose sight. We have two parties, and we're so connected to those parties that I often feel as spiritual people, we forget that we are part of a kingdom. And so in God's kingdom, that is the real party that we belong to. And so I feel like, and I have to say I can't speak for other people, I can only speak for myself. I feel like that in even electing a political figure or in this election that comes, I feel like the first allegiance for me is to find the kingdom principles, and I'm talking about heavenly kingdom principles. That does this candidate line up with what the word says? Does this candidate exhibit the qualities of a kingdom leader? Those will be the things that I judge and will use for my vote. Does his behavior line up with the word? Is his action lining? And I'm saying he, but even in the smaller elections, that as a kingdom person, as a person of God's kingdom, that is going to be my yardstick for any political figure, male or female. Do they line up with the word? And nobody is perfect, so I'm not saying that they have to perfectly match, but is their behavior so that I know that they are someone who is trying to instill unity in the country, someone who is trying to equate justice in a fair manner, who is for all people, not some people, but for all people, and almost someone who I just feel like we like to define ourselves by a political party, and that is limiting who we could be and who we are in God's kingdom when we align ourselves with one political party or the other and try to define ourselves according to that pod, when who we should be aligning ourselves to is God's kingdom and the principles of the kingdom, and those principles are clearly stated in the word of God. So that's just my take. What's your take?
Very similar, but, of course, I come from a different angle. We know that. But some of my struggles and is trying to be impartial, objective, fair. And one of the things I say a lot is to remember that the vast majority that are, quote, who frankly may not agree with me, are well-intentioned. They're good American citizens. They want what I want, which is the best solution. And to always remember, they're my fellow citizens, not the enemy. And I have to remind myself of that. I have to be honest about it. Now I'm becoming more and more independent, more and more, because I'm not happy with the establishment of either the Democrat or the Republican Party. I'm not happy with what I perceive as bias in our media. I'm not happy with, I don't feel like I can find a really good source that seems to be impartial. I do the best I can, and when we get to it, I'll share a couple of techniques if anybody's interested in how I try to do that. Where do you want to go?
Okay. We're trying to, you may be some moving around here. Yeah. We're trying to get this little screen here. Basically, where I feel like I just want to go with the conversation is that what I'm disheartened about, and like, again, I'm not speaking for all people. I'm not speaking for all Black people. I'm speaking for me. This is my opinion. I don't care whether you agree with me or not. I really don't. I'm not trying to win points or, you know, anybody's heart, because I'm not a political figure. How I feel about things is that I feel like in the country now, we are so emotional. We're not rational. We're emotional. And we're acting like two-year-olds because we go from 1 to 10 in an emotional state. And I would like to see from the top that you're not emotional, you're rational, that you're a thinking person, that you can be a calm in the midst of all of the storm that is going on. And that's what I would like to see in my leadership. Well, I don't claim leadership because I feel like I'm my own leader. I'm sovereign. I'm free in the kingdom of God. So I don't really need a man to lead me, but I do feel like in this country climate right now, there are people who claim leaders, and if that's what you do, then I feel like the leader that you choose, especially the leader of the free world, because really the United States leader is one of the leaders of it, should exhibit those qualities of intelligence, peace, calm, thoughtfulness, bringing the country together. You know, those are the qualities. When I think of a leader, I think of someone that has a good head, that is a thinking person, that is not emotional, that is not egotistical, but you're just a thinking person, and you make rational decisions as a thinking, intelligent being. That's what I would like to see in the leadership. And then as we as a people, I feel like, okay, if you're not getting that, then you have to be your own leader. So are you... And I've been guilty of this, so I will say sometimes we get so interactive and so emotional that we're not thinking. We go to calling people names and doing all of this stuff from being from 1 to 10 when we need to come to a dialogue with each other in an intelligent and rational way.
Amen. I really agree with you. I'm going to add a few things from my standpoint, and that is, yes, I agree, unless his name is. Let's call a thing, as you say. Our president, I'm having second thoughts. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm kind of, again, going more and more middle. But here's the reasons I'm having second thoughts. Yes, we need that person in that office to be presidential. I agree. Now, sometimes I also think that person needs to call a thing, too. But... you know, without trying to pick sides here, I'm just saying I've been disappointed in that area. Okay. The second thing is where do you find your sources? Well, you know, Linda talks about let's make decisions based on facts, not agendas, not opinions, not editorials. And I agree with that absolutely. But where do you find the facts? Where do you go? Where do you feel? You know, where do you go that you feel fairly confident it's journalism presenting the facts and letting you make decisions?
Well, personally, I will say that both, you know, network news agencies or a lot of have their personal agenda, so I do. So So I don't go to one source. I read, like, sometimes if I'm interested in a particular thing, I will read three or four sources. Another thing that I do is I go to universities' website, if I can find it, to see what they're saying, because a lot of times those, like, students who are journalists or whatever are often more professional than the professionals out there. So sometimes if I can find a certain article or something written by some students, and then, you know, nothing says a fact is a picture, okay? When you have a picture or a tweet or whatever from someone, that is what they said, and that is factual. So I have to go with that, too. Or when you have a videotape of somebody doing something that is inhumane or, you know, I have to go with the videotape. It's videotape right there. There's no excuses for it.
And let me add to that, because here's my new technique I'm trying, and that is go to the source. So, for example, if I want to try to form my opinion on immigration, I want to listen to the guys on the border. I want to listen to the people most affected. Sometimes that means ranchers and everybody dealing with people coming across, you know, and I try to listen to the source. For example, just the other day, I looked at something that was did not present a great light for Trump. I'm just going to say it, but it was from the VA frontline workers. That's a source, and they were talking about the policy of this current administration toward the VA. And I had to take a good look at that because I got to follow my own advice and my own medicine. That's just one example. I'm like Linda. I try to listen to more than one side, even if I know it is a little slanted, it's still information. But I don't just go to one side and get only their story. I try to get both. And then I have a new technique. I call it my 1,000-foot look. I'm going to use the COVID 19 situation as an illustration. I don't read everything. I pay a little attention because where I work is involved in that. But what I try to do on a daily basis is to simply write down the numbers, worldwide numbers, U.S. numbers, and the state of Tennessee. And I just try to look at that and draw my own conclusion. The other thing I say to people regularly when I post something, when I share something on LinkedIn, that's my home for professional, I don't voice an opinion. I simply say, read, listen, learn, think for yourself. Don't follow the crowd. Don't do the crowd think. Think for yourself. There are a lot of people in our country who are counting on people not thinking for themselves. And they're going to use that tool. And it's being used, I see, on all sides. Like I said, I'm becoming more and more independent every day. My history is Republican. I'm the person who's just very guilty, and I think a lot of us were, where I just kind of followed the party line. I didn't do my homework. Not anymore. I'm trying to do my own homework. I'm trying to reach my own conclusions. Now, there are certain people I trust more than others that I have shown me, or I feel like, I'm going to name a couple of them, because you're on both sides of the aisle. One is a lady named Tulsi Gabbard. She seems fair, non-divisive. I love her approach to solutions, da-da-da-da-da. Another one on the other side of the aisle is Dr. Rand Paul. He is a Republican, but he seems fair-minded, well-thinking, and he will go against the party from time to time. Both of these people will go against their own party when they feel like it's justified. I like that. But that's my point. I want to find people who want to work together, not just advance their careers or their power base. And I'm sick of that, frankly. Go ahead.
Pretty much, I'm not going to tote any one person or say any of that because I feel like we all should be. I'm just encouraging people to think. We can't afford to groupthink. Groupthink is when you go with what you've been taught, and nothing wrong with that. If you've been taught basic human dignity that everybody deserves to be treated like a human being. But I'm just saying, think for yourself and think. Don't be reactional. Don't be emotional. I mean, be a human being that has a thinking brain that thinks and can make, you know.
Can I add to that, Linda? I also think, look, folks, and I think there's a lot of people going, it's pretty obvious if you're paying attention. It's almost insultingly obvious when you're being told what to think and you're being told how to vote, et cetera, et cetera. Don't let them do that to you. Look at it. Look at it and go, wait a minute. Something's not adding up here. That's what I try to do.
And I personally, that's it. That's a really, to me.
It might be the end of our show.
Yeah, it might be, because I just feel like we as Americans can no longer be so emotionally invested that we're not thinking straight, that we are just reacting. We are reacting. We are reacting to an environment that our politicians are creating to make us go against each other and be almost like a political and a racial war, pretty much. And we are responsible for our reaction. So I'm just really saying, look at the man in the mirror. And if you're Christian, what would Jesus do? If you're a spiritual person, what would your higher power do in certain situations? Are your actions lining up with your higher power or the great book that you are supposed to align your beliefs to? So when you think about that, that takes us out of certain political arenas. And so if I'm a Christian, I'm a probably very progressive Christian, I will say that, in that if you're a principle, and I'm human, I make mistakes, we all make mistakes, but if your character does not line up with the character that the Bible promotes for me, I personally can't be aligned to a party. I have to be aligned to the kingdom principles that God set forth for me. Now, if you feel like whatever representative you choose lines up to that, and to me, you can't take one, this one thing he does or she does lines up, and so you don't look at the totality of everything that they look at the total person. How do they speak? What kind of climate do they promote? What is their thinking process? How do they react to certain things? Do they have, and I'm not just speaking of presidential, I'm even talking about state representatives. What kind of background do they have? What do they say personally? Are the things in their speeches, are they bringing America together as a one whole country and as a unit with all people? Or is it dividing people and causing, is even in with the health, you know, reform and health that is going on, is it for the health and the good of all people? Are they promoting that everybody has a right to be treated like a human being? They have the right, people have the right to protest. That is an American right. I don't have a problem with you protesting. I have a problem when we destroy property and stuff. But then you find that it's both, you know, both people doing that. So we just have to be fair before you make generalized statements about something. You call one group great American citizens and you call the other group thugs. That's not really being fair, you know. So we just have to be fair in all of our statements.
What Linda has helped me learn, I'm still learning, is to be empathetic. Now, I can't be completely empathetic. I'm not a black person, for example, but I can begin to try to understand, try to put my feet in those shoes. I think that's important, and I think that works in both ways, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Be graceful, be forgiving, and be understanding, and be loving. Linda came up with I'm grabbing it, I'm using it. She came up with this just this morning. So she said, we're part of the Kingdom Party, and I agree. So we've said this before in our podcast, and we'll say it again. We are first and foremost Christians. We believe in Jehovah, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. But we don't exclude anybody. We believe regardless of your religion or your spiritual beliefs, if you are seeking God and His will, then we invite you to look at that, whether you go from the Quran or whatever, the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. They all have good principles. They do. Come on, let's be honest. Try to choose by those principles. See if those line up. And as Linda said, I doubt you'll find any political candidate that will match you 100%. But look out for the total person. Is this person? And one of my big ones now is this person divisive? And if they're divisive, that's going way up on my list of criteria.
Yeah.
Linda?
Hi,
are you laughing
Terry.
At some
I'm
of that?
Laughing at Terry. What he said, except if you're Alabama fans. Okay, I might
okay.
give you that one.
where you go, go doors.
But yeah, for me, I have to say I'm past being, and I was a Democrat I voted Republican when I thought the candidate. So I'm not really connected to a party. I'm connected to kingdom principles. That's pretty much my thing. And so when I vote now, it'll be, do you line up with kingdom principles? So my party, and I like that,
yep.
will be a kingdom. And I will say that I probably did not come up with that idea originally. I think I got it from my daughter, to tell you the truth. So my vote will be, do you line up with kingdom principles?
Amen. And then since Linda said what she said, I want to say what I was a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. Not anymore. Okay? And I never, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm thinking very seriously of who I'm going to vote for this year, and nobody has it in the bag as far as I'm concerned. And one of my major criteria is this person divisive? That is high on my list. It's not the only one, but it's high on the list. You want to close?
I think we say
a prayer on this one? I think
yeah.
we should. Would you like to pray or would you like me to pray?
Yeah, we'll let you be the prayer person this time.
Oh, you be the pitcher because your face is better.
I don't know about that. and we're probably giving people air sickness because we're kind of going like this
yeah,
and that.
Maybe.
But.
Hey, we're going to get better at this. But
yeah.
Hey, we're working at
we're
it.
We're working at it. We just want to say thank you, whoever. Terry, thank you for coming by, or anybody that sees this, even when they see it on my page. We want to thank you for coming by. We will be doing some lives here and there. We just feel like we want to bring people together. And I think it's going to become beholden upon the citizens of God.
Amen.
To not be divisive, but to bring us together. And we feel like as an interracial couple, that is our, that we need to bring
the
how can we do this? We have some responsibility, but not only as an interracial couple, but as men and a man and woman of God, we feel like we need to say our piece to, we're not going to tell you how to vote or who to vote for. We're just promoting that you match them up to the word of God, and that you yourself, we as individuals, remember to live as people of God. That's my take.
All right, here's my prayer. Father, you love us all equally. Teach us to do the same. Help us to follow your best and highest rules, is to love you with all our heart and all our soul, and to love our neighbors as equals. As with empathy and grace and forgiveness and Christian, as Christians or spiritual people, can change our hearts and show us where we're not doing it so that we can learn. That's my prayer. Amen.
Amen. And I'm the pew people.
Can I get an amen?
You can get an amen.
Can
brother.
I get a witness?
You can get a witness. Amen. And we just thank you for being on here with us. Have a very blessed day. Thank you for watching, Adila Curry. We appreciate it. Be blessed. Have a wonderful
feel
day.
Feel free to share.
Leave a comment. Whether you agree or disagree, we're not really, we just want to invite the conversation that we should vote our spirituality, basically. So have a very blessed day.